Welcome to the lighter side of the dark side. It's your weekly freak show here on Renegade Radio and every podcast catcher and YouTube, everywhere you listen to us. It's me, Dark Mark. I'm the goth comedian. And as always, everybody's favorite horror writer, Nicole Six.
Hello. Good evening out there, internet.
Nicole, it's we're getting to know a lot of new people, and I have to thank Charlie Renegade for the guests that we have tonight.
Yeah,
it's going to be we're getting thrown to a mosh pit, basically, is what's happening tonight. Very metal, very beer drinking, very party. We have a couple people from the upcoming Amazon Prime series Band Wars. We have Ticker Twisted. Yeah. And as a surprise, and say your name because I don't want to mispronounce it.
Hikate.
Hikate, and they're both in great bands. Ticker's from Crypt Amnesia, and Hikate, you're with, what is your band?
I'm with Debbie Blackout. We're like 80s heavy metal shit. It's like, pretty wicked.
Like female Iron Maiden. It's pretty dope.
Female Iron Maiden. We could use a female Iron Maiden if you ask me.
He's too kind.
Yes. And this is a love story, and there's all sorts of permutations that include drinking beer out of a pig's head, paint golf, going to golf clubs. I'm still not sure if Ticker has a big dick or not. We're going to get into all that, but before we do, yes, we'll see. Maybe we'll get proof, Nicole. Who knows? But before we get started. Nicole, you interested in that?
Not really, no.
Okay, but anyway, we'll see what happens. But no offense, Ticker, but even though you do resemble somebody else with the name Six in some respect, we'll get into that too.
It's even worse.
Oh yes, I know. But we're all so hyped up, and you want to know why? Because we're drinking Ray's energy drink, and I was so sleepy today. I had to drink mine before the show, and it was my last one. Ray's energy drink is the best energy drink you can have. It's I actually have the Baja Lime, which is tastes like Baja Blast from Taco Bell, but even better, zero carbs, zero sugar, zero crash. Just go to the description if you're on any podcast catcher or YouTube, and you can get 15% off a case of Ray's energy drinks. And let me tell you, better than anything you'll find in the store. You can only find us at gyms, GNCs. It's the best.
You know, I'm interested myself because I would love an alternative for this. This is good, but you know.
No, like Bang's okay. Well, like Ray's some is better. Cool. Ray's is better. And it's zero calories, zero carbs, zero crash. They have sour gummy worms flavors.
Ew.
They have one that tastes like a pina colada. They have all sorts of great flavors. So, Nicole, what are you drinking?
I'm just drinking fruit punch.
Because you never know. You never know with Nicole what she's going to be drinking. I thought it was some sort of concoction, but it wasn't. So
tonight I'm going out to see my fellow with my girlfriends, and I'll be drinking a lot tonight, so I'm not getting started yet.
Yeah, dude.
No, trust me. You're facing yourself. We all have to do that. Now, there you go. What are you guys drinking?
Rum and Coke.
Rum and Coke. Okay, great.
Pirates at heart.
That's good. That's usually my drink when I go to the, if I'm not driving and I go to the clubs, I'm a rum and Coke guy myself. But and you guys aren't going anywhere, so. So Ticker, there's a lot going on with you two. You're a host. You're a YouTuber. You're the lead singer of Metal Band. Now, have you always been in the Portland area or the Northwest?
We're from Bellingham right now.
But yeah, always Northwest, yeah. For both of us, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But you're always like in that sort of scene.
Yeah.
And Bellingham is where?
It's north of Seattle, about an hour.
You could throw something at Canada.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, so you're right between Seattle and Vancouver, I'm assuming.
When we go visit our camera guy, one of our camera guys and my guitar player, Saren, both live together. And every time we go to their house, it says "Welcome to Canada" from like our phone.
That's great. Well, here's the thing. Now, you guys are way too young to remember the big Seattle scene of the early '90s when everything exploded. So when you guys came of age, what was the music like around there? I'm sure there were still some grunge people running around, but.
Garbage. And especially now. I mean, ever since COVID happened, it is just royally fucked Seattle big time. They have a lot of the forced vaccination mandates, like to even go to like a store, to go to a venue, to go anywhere. So like the numbers have just dropped for turnouts for shows in Seattle. Shows getting canceled left and right because of it in Seattle. Right. You go a little further south to like Tacoma and shit like that, which is a different county. It's still popping there. It's pretty cool. But Seattle is very dead. Kind of scary these days too.
Well, there's some people that linger. Like we know Steve Unger from Metal Church.
Yeah.
Who's actually going to be on the show. Pamela Moore, who was in Operation Mindcrime. Queensryche, they're all around. It just seems kind of like, you know, what was, because now it's kind of like a mix, you know, in the music scene. Like there's all kinds of different metal stuff. It doesn't seem like there's like a specific genre. I feel like there's a big horror punk community didn't realize until I got into horror. I was in a band for 12 years called Rot that was kind of like Avenged Sevenfold meets like some kind of 80s band.
All right.
But then I got into horror and I'm like obsessed. Like I think we should talk later too, because I have a horror themed podcast too called Dead Man Radio. It'd be kind of cool to collab and stuff.
Absolutely. But, well, tell us about that. Dead Man Radio. You brought it up.
Maybe another time. Cause I'm really excited to talk about, what we got going on with Band Wars. And
all right. Well, I mean, maybe we'll talk about it later. But when you guys were like in high school, what was going on in the Pacific Northwest music wise?
Oh man, I don't know. I was listening to a lot of Korn and System of a Down.
I know the music scene in Tacoma. I'm originally from Tacoma, which is about 30, 45 minutes, depending on traffic, south of Seattle. And there was a lot of really cool, like all ages, like punk clubs and shit on like 6th Avenue.
All ages?
Like Hell's Kitchen. It was sick. And I mean, everything just kind of slowly started dying out by the time I was getting out of high school, and either dying out completely, like venues closing or taking away the all ages. So it was kind of like, well, fuck, now what am I going to do for the next couple of years? Guess we'll be in the parking lot.
And then for us, it was Avenged Sevenfold was really big when my first guitar player and I, we saw Backcountry on the TV. And I remember like when you hear like Tommy Lee talk about how he watched Kiss play and stuff, like when it was like a big moment. I think Avenged Sevenfold, it's weird because Avenged Sevenfold is not like this big inspiration I have. It's more like Rob Zombie and stuff, like KMFDM.
Yeah.
But when I saw that music video, me and my guitar player were like, whoa. Cause like they had like the cool, like, you know, Fear and Loathing theme going on, like tentacles everywhere. And like the solo, the back-to-back dual solo.
So
and me and my guitar player were like, we want to be like that. And it's commercial or, you know, but I love it. Like, and I love all music. You know, I know a lot of people like talk about, oh, well, I like underground only or this or that, like whatever. Yeah. It's just like, if I hear a guitar riff and like the vocals are like hot, I like it. Like,
well, yeah, good song is a good song.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't matter what it is. It can be fucking EDM. It's a good song. It's a good song. You know, it gets you moving.
Yeah, that's the thing.
In the music scene, I guess I just kind of made my way all around the place, because lately, since I joined Crypt Amnesia, because I've always loved horror, and I was really open up to it. And you find out that the film scene over here is like best friends with the horror music.
Yeah.
Like the film, the horror movies and the horror film music people are all like best friends over here. So like, because I did that, we got to meet Mick Strawn, who does like all the stuff for like Nightmare on Elm Street. He was also like the guy who did all the stuff for like Mortal Kombat, the movie and stuff. And we're friends with the new Jason Voorhees over here. He's like the new
His name is legit Jason too, Jason Brooks. Like it's like you were born to be Jason.
Yeah, so
really badass dude. He's in Band Wars quite a bit.
He is.
And by the way, if you're listening to audio, that's coming from a woman wearing horns. So he knows her horror.
Yeah, we constantly get told that we're like the same person. When we first met, it was like that. And
that's why I think we just get along so well.
We both love
He could put Jack up with my shit.
So. Yeah, and she could put up with my shit.
Not to cut in, but I actually am a horror writer. And I'm friends with I'm friends with a lot of... Do you remember what the Splat Pack was, or are you a little too young?
I just don't recognize
it. It was circa 2000. Eli Roth, James Wan, Rob Zombie, and I'm drawing a blank on his name. I won't mention any of his movies, so I'm not embarrassing myself. But they're all people I got to meet when I was back in the MySpace days. What? Yeah. MySpace James Wan actually sent me a friend request this week on Facebook, because he found my new Facebook and was like, hey, long time no see. So it's fucking cool. The whole thing about
That's incredible.
I was bringing
it up.
Did you
see the smiles when you mentioned MySpace?
Oh, yeah, dude. Simple days, man. Fuck if we could go back.
The thing about horror is it's such a close-knit community that everybody kind of knows everybody else.
It's like that up here, too. Yeah, it's really cool. It's like a family. It's kind of like a nice little collective unit. And it's really cool because everyone helps each other out with upcoming projects or short films, etc. You know, it's really cool. It is very close-knit community up here, which is nice.
So I love that I transferred over to that, because like Crypticon up here is huge, and you know, because of Crypticon we had D Wallace, you know, who was the mom of ET on the show, and like I said, Jason, we're gonna have we're doing the Friday 13th Vengeance. We were both in the next movie for the Friday 13th Bloodlines.
So much
and
fun.
We got to meet the newer Pinhead and Richie fucking Ramone. Can we cuss? My bad.
No, please. We encourage profanity. And Richie Ramone has been on our show too. He's great.
He's down where you guys are at.
Yeah.
We were actually going to go down there and hang out with them. So if we're ever in a Hollywood area, we'll let you guys know, because we're hoping.
Oh, absolutely. I'd love to hang out with you guys.
We were doing some band wars down there if the funding goes right. And that's what we're all trying to do right now, is funding. And the thing is that we can do it ourselves, but we're trying to
be a little more accommodating for a lot of the musicians. Cause like with band wars, so I mean, we're the hosts of it, and it's kind of like Viva La Bammy type of show, Jackass and Practical Jokers. We just fuck around.
But for musicians.
Right. Musicians, entertainers, and not just metal, rock or whatever. I mean, we've got country people on there. We've got rap people on there. Sure. EDM, so really everything. And we really just kind of want to like bring the Pacific Northwest, like, you know, all these underground little projects like into the forefront on Amazon Prime and shit. And so we do all these skits and stunts and shit with these people, musicians and shit all over the place. And so we definitely want to be able to accommodate a little bit better, you know, because we've been doing it all ourselves, you know, out of pocket and shit. But it'd be nice to be like, hey, look, here's some extra gas, you know. Here's
we want to help the musicians.
Especially
with the gas prices these days. Jesus Christ.
Fuck, man. I don't know what it's like down there, but it's like over $4 up here. It's like,
Where do you get down here? Oh, it's shit. Not good. Fortunately, I have a car that does flex fuel, so I actually get a discount. But anyway,
my car doesn't have windows.
I hear you. So, and by the way, if people are watching on YouTube and they think that Ticker's got a bad cold, which I did, and I was like an asshole for thinking that, you have Tourette's.
Yeah, that's why I go by Ticker. It's crazy because I do my film now full time. Katya and I actually, she helps me with it. But I work at Best Buy as like a secondary job because they have a sweet discount for electronics and stuff.
Which we always need.
Well, I thought you were going to say they have a sweet discount for people with Tourette's.
That'd be hilarious. Well, I got some great stories about Best Buy and Tourette's, man.
Oh, yeah.
Dude. I've had people walk out and say, you know, I was going to buy some stuff, but the guy just keeps screaming at people back there. And it's like, obviously something's going on.
People
with me.
Have like told him that, like, or his like managers, they should put a sign on him. I'm not even kidding you. Like,
yeah. Like, or people that try to be nice and they're like, it's so nice of them to let you out here. Like in the front. Like they're trying to say it's cool that they're like an open-minded business, but the way they say it sounds like I'm in a cage in the back and I get out like every 10 minutes or something.
Yeah, like just some wild animal.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I've had it since I was 4 and I've just had a really good attitude about it. And I understand that most people are just like, and people don't know, so you don't know. So like when people say that, I'm not offended. Like you don't know, you know. And there's over 100,000 different recorded ticks with Tourette's. So there's not one. If there was like one tick that represented Tourette's, everyone would say, "Oh, that's Tourette's." But there's so many different kinds of ticks, so it's hard to know. So like, I'm patient with people. Like, I understand, but no, I'm not sick. We've already had COVID twice, but that was a while ago. But at work, people think I have COVID. I'm like, and I ask them like, who has COVID and makes, you know, sounds, you know, I mean, if people are making those sounds with COVID, I mean, it's probably something else, like zombies or something. And I was told that, my Tourette's is like a full zombie movie because I'm like, and then I'm like, like it's like the zombie chase and then the scream, you know. So, yeah,
you know, it'll be
very entertaining.
You know, it'll be a good horror movie is like instead of like everybody biting each other and becoming zombies, if people started biting each other and they all had Tourette's.
Yeah,
oh my god,
I'm so down for that.
Right,
as someone who lives with this. That would be pretty fucking epic.
Yeah, and I also noticed that it's like it's a good niche for me. Like people will remember me in the community if I have Tourette's, you know. So like I just look at it like it's positive. Like if life gives you something like that, you just gotta find a way to work with it. And yeah. I talk with people with Tourette's, and I wrote a book about it, and I try to give people with Tourette's like a perspective. Like, you know, you have this, like you're stuck with it. So like, what are you going to do? Like, you have to go out. Don't try to work at a library, you know, like go like live music and film, like where everyone expects, like, you know, I'll be at a show and I'll be like, woo, you know, and people are just like, yeah.
Yeah. You'll hear some guy down the bar like, woo. Like, I mean, fuck, when I first met him, I thought he was just drunk having a good time. Cause I used to hear, woo. And I was like, woo.
Tourette's is metal as fuck.
He has Tourette's. And I was like, oh. Well, woo!
Yeah, so I just understand that you gotta put yourself in a place where it's okay. And that Best Buy, I don't know, like I guess I'm content with it. A lot of people with Tourette's lack that confidence because, yeah, I mean, you have this thing that makes everyone look, and I get it, but like you just have to have someone flip your perspective on it, because if you're trying to hide it, then you feel like you have to be quiet and hide it. But if you can find a way to look at it, like, you know,
it's kind of like a superpower, honestly. I mean, especially with like what we do, what he does, like as an entertainer and stuff, you know, you stand out and people remember that. Yeah. And it's cool. People are like, oh man, dude, like right on. And like, you know, with this book, I mean, it's really inspirational for a lot of people. Shit, just the other day, someone was hitting him up that he used to go to high school with, and we're like, you know, their son had Tourette's, and she was like crying reading his book and was like, you know, this is awesome. Like, it helps so much to help understand
that's
this.
The best feeling in the world.
Yeah, it's really cool. I think it's awesome. Great.
Yeah. Thanks, Ben.
Now, how many ticks happened when you asked her out for the first time?
I think I just had the woo one.
Well, I mean, we were friends for like best friends for like 4 years before that.
Yeah, we just get hammered. I've heard
them all. I'd be dying. I thought it was hilarious. I think it's great.
So dude, this is like I gotta ask you, because this is like a unicorn. I've never heard a story. I've heard very few stories like this. How did you get out of the friend zone? How did you do this, Ticker?
Well, we just kind of I divorced my husband and was like, fuck it, we're getting together.
There was just what happened is that there was just too much that was like I said, like we're like a variant. Like there was too much, like every time we'd hang out, we'd be like, oh, me too. Like the only thing she doesn't have is Tourette's, you know, like, I mean, she screams a lot when she drinks and punches people in the face. So it's kind of like,
what?
Yeah, it's situational Tourette's.
Oh, yeah.
But but other than that, honestly, we just kept hanging and we kept going like, oh, me too,
like, yeah, we finish each other's sentences and shit. It's like fucking weird, and we were just like,
well, sometimes you have to, like, I would imagine.
And what's weird is if you look at a high school photo of both of us, we were both into Johnny Knoxville and
we dressed the same,
so we had all the like the emo like checkered black and white wristbands and Anarchy, and our hair was the same, we wore the ties, and we both had a Viva La Bam belt buckle.
It's just like weird. So
it's just that we were just like, we just, I think we fell in love with the fact that we were both like just so much the same, which is not very common, I guess. So
I'm just really glad he's a couple years older, because there's a couple times I've been like, are we like maybe like twins separated or something? like I would hate Luke to find Leia. That. I'd hate to find that out.
That'd be weird. Yeah.
Oh no! I've been banging my sister.
So you guys are too much alike. It's not opposites attract. Yeah. It's like you guys are too much.
We hear it all, like everyone. We'll go to karaoke and people are weirded out. So it's cool because we are like very much the same.
But it works out great.
She's,
you know,
just
we
more
agree
sexy
with him.
Than I am.
I beg to differ. But it's great. I mean,
I'm with Ticker, but that's just me. But
but we both are entertainers. We both, you know, have the same mindset and are very driven. We're hungry, you know, very hungry, and we're down to get hurt. So we're like, dude, fucking Band Wars.
Let's the jackass, the generation shit. Of jackass.
Yeah. It was like, you know, that generation is so great. I remember like watching MTV and hearing bam, wham, wham, and be like, yes, I gotta watch fucking
John Knoxville. Welcome
yes. Yes. It was so glorious. And it's sad that, you know, MTV is what it is, but.
They stand and pregnant doesn't do it for you.
Ridiculous. Well, this is the only time
that's the last reference I have.
Yeah,
I love that Beavis and Butthead made a comeback a while ago, and they're gonna make another. And yeah. Mike Judge is making them older. They're making them
like middle aged. Yeah,
but you know, so like we both love Beavis and Butthead. It's crazy.
Yeah, so we just you know, with all that, we're like Band Wars, dude. Let's fucking make this epicness.
Yeah, if I was to tell anyone anything, you know, there's a lot of people out there looking for what they think they need because of like how things are. You know, I think that you should just literally. Find someone that makes you feel that way and just go with it. You know, like some people go, well, I'm a, I have a friend that's like a fitness guy, but he's like a soft hearted, like bass player. And he's a great guy. And he's always out there looking for like those girls that do, I'm not like calling anyone out for stuff, but I'm just saying like the kind of people, like the ones that go to the beach all the time, you know, do all the tanning, really into, you know, buff guys, you know, they find out that he's a soft guy and they don't like, they leave him, you know, cause he thinks that he has to be with a specific girl and they think they have to be with a specific guy. But if you just like feel some way about somebody, you know, I feel like that's what people are doing wrong is they think they have to be with someone a specific way. And that's all that I've learned. And cause I used to do that, you know, when I was dating and with people, I would get with people and say, well, this work, it's almost like you think, it's kind of like looking at instructions like, oh, this works and this is compatible. I guess this is, you know, a good match. But no one ever listens to the way they feel about people. And Akati and I didn't have a choice. Every time we'd hang out, we just really liked being like a best friend. You know, I think that the best way to say it is as a best friend.
Well, there's that, but there's also, you know, like-mindedness. You know, I mean, I've been, you know, playing music for the last few years and my ex-husband, I mean, he fucking hated the band, like hated it. He hated all the attention I would get because I'm the front woman. And you know, so, you know, singers. Everyone's going to come buy me a drink after the show, you know, so
I'm sure.
Sorry, rest of you guys that in the back that but, he hated it. He fucking hated it. And it'd be, you know, such a problem topic. And, you know, even with Band Wars and being in films and shit, I mean, he just wasn't his mindset, you know? So there was a lot of butting heads. And what's really cool is, you know, not only are we best friends, but we are both driven in the same path. We're both entertainers. We both know what it's like.
We understand that there's like, you got to be nice to people. And even
it's a whole game you play.
Slightly.
You know?
You're partners.
Exactly. Partners in crime, Bonnie and Clyde. And it's great. It works out awesome. Like Band Wars has been so fucking successful and so much fun because it takes away all that business. And it's like, it just keeps it fun. It's like, we both want this. We're both having a blast. Like, fuck yeah, like keep it going.
And we're excited because all the bands around here, like I said, like people like our friend Steve Unger and Jason Voorhees, they all were like, this is cool, we want to be involved. Mm-hmm. And, so it's exciting,
which is pretty crazy coming from them because they're a bit older than us, and it's like hell yeah, it's like they're proof that you never have to grow up, you know, like you never have to grow up.
Look at Jackass alone, they're on their fourth movie. Like yeah,
next time you're in LA, come by the Rainbow. We'll show you some people never grew up terribly older. But speaking of going back, and by the way, that just shows you, like Nicole says, in if you're in the arts, even if you're in an individual art, you need a partner.
Always, yeah, you need support. Always. You know, it's one thing to have a dream. But then when you're with someone or the people around you, maybe you're single, but your friends or family don't support what you're doing. And there's always that negativity. It wears on you. And you can't really grow as an artist as much as you can to have people around you that are like, yeah, go get it, babe. You know, kick ass, you know, it's what you need.
Yes.
Like a sport team, your cheerleader, right?
The first band I was with was awful. And I didn't know until I got older. Because they all liked me because I had Tourette's and I thought it was funny. But then as you get older, you become wiser and you realize that, like, you're that guy, that, you know, in the group that everyone picks on.
Yeah, the butt of the joke. Yeah. And shit.
And, but the thing is that we had this band that was doing good. I opened up for like Uli Roth from Scorpions and we were doing good.
It's great.
Yeah, Yeah, Michael Graves too. With Krypton.
That was with us.
With Krypton.
Yeah,
Krypton. Yeah, it's wicked.
But a couple of the old legends, you know. I got to hang out. I get to hang out with not to like name drop, but like I just want to express like how cool this is. Like as a fan, you know, Eddie Ojeda from Twisted Sister. I played with him in that old band, and then in Crypt Amnesia and the filming stuff. I got to rekindle with him at Headbangers Con. So every time I see Eddie, he likes to talk to me, and it's just bizarre to feel like someone like him likes to remembers you out of thousands of people.
Yeah, didn't you say he's like an elephant's memory? He like remembered the exact day that he met.
Yeah,
that's pretty cool.
So
especially if you survived the 80s to like still have a memory.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
But anytime I wanted to do something else, you know, like I wanted to start filming. Like I'm like that's why I love Rob Zombie, because he films his own stuff and he makes his own music. Like he's a whole package, and I love that. And people would tell me, oh, you gotta choose one or the other, and that was more like a challenge. Like what? Like that doesn't make any sense. Like it makes sense if you wear yourself thin in like five projects, sure, but you can do both. Rob Zombie did it, you know.
Well, these days,
you listen to his brother's band, Powerman 5000.
I opened up for Powerman 5000.
They're cool guys. They're very cool.
Yes, Spider is so cool. But you know what's weird is, of all the cool people I met, I like tripped in front of Spider. Like I was so like, because I haven't met Rob Zombie yet. Like the fact that you've met him, I'm just like, oh, because I want to. And but like meeting
I met him through people, you know, like that's how you meet people in here, LA. There's kind of like a gatekeeper type society. So the only way to get to know people is if someone already knows you, and then they introduce you to people.
Right. And we're just breaking that point, I think, because I you know, the local scene's like that too though. Like, wait, hold on, I'm getting off topic. What was I saying before that?
Well,
by the way, this show has no topics. We don't do topics. We talk.
No, I know.
We
talk.
We're everywhere.
let me
switch the direction here, because I was on Picker's YouTube channel. I wanted to get back to the golf a second, because I saw some really old video. I think you had shorter hair. You were at Club Knock Knock.
Oh yeah.
Is that the same Club Knock Knock in Seattle?
Devo's puking.
Oh my god, he's fucked.
Huh?
I saw Knock Knock and I was like, I've been there.
Saw Devo, our buddy Devo puking one more time.
So that was the same. Oh, that's the Seattle Goth Club Knock Knock then.
It's not here anymore.
Oh, what? When did it stop?
Actually, way before COVID.
Because,
what happened is I think they rebranded. It started becoming like a very violent gangster community.
Wow.
Like, yeah, I remember the last time I was there, it wasn't, because they had goth night. Like, even though you look at it, and it's like, this is a goth place. It actually wasn't. It was a place that was for everybody, and then, like, on, like, certain days of the week they had. That's what I remember, at that time, anyways.
It was like a chain bar that had a goth night. It's NOC, NOC, Nicole, and our viewers. Like, nocturnal, NOC, NOC.
Yeah.
I went there on my birthday, and this is going back.
Please tell me you were at the Mercury at some point over here.
2006. I don't think I went there. Ugh. I went to Club Knock Knock, and I got there early. So there was like happy hour. And like you say, it was like there's some guys coming in. And then I was wearing a suit, and these homeboys are like, hey, what's up, Senator? So I started rapping with them, and they were trying to get me a hooker. They were trying to get me a hooker because it was my birthday. It was a weird time. So. So your friend puked, and I almost got a hooker. So if they ever bring Club Knock back, that's what you expect there.
Yeah. Next time, you better let us know when you're in Seattle, both of you guys. Because there's a place over here that I wish that you should have went to instead. It's called the Mercury. It's a private goth bar. It is a goth bar.
Yeah, goth.
You're only allowed to wear black, and you have to go in three times with three different members. I'm a member, and I'm actually just currently trying to make sure she gets a member. But it's a great place, and they just opened up again after COVID. But you can smoke like cloves in there. You know, it's like one of those kind of.
That's perfect. How goth is that?
Yeah. So when you guys are in town, let us know. I gladly treat you guys to the Mercury. The Mercury is where you should have went, because that place has never changed. It's been awesome and gothic forever. I meet goths from like the 60s or 70s, maybe not that far, but some back people have been around it for a long time.
People that were there for Joy Division's first show are at this place. So I might be there sooner than you think. Nicole, before I get back to the questioning, we have a sponsor that everybody should love, whether you're going to Club Knock Knock or not. It will put a smile on your face. Am I right?
Actually, Mark, I'm very mad at our sponsor because they have not sent me the white chocolate CBD I have heard so much about.
Yeah, how's the Renegade CBD? How is your...
it's Renegade. Of course it is. Yeah, it's great.
Yes, but Renegade we're grateful CBD. To Charlie for the guest today, but we're mad at him about the CBD.
They use real confectioners to make their candy, and they have just created a new white chocolate version, and I'm waiting to try it. I've already tried their gummies and their regular chocolate and their sugar-free chocolate, all of which are delicious, but you can get anything CBD. They have creams. They got bath bombs. They also have dog treats. I have some dog treats that I am not using because I don't have a dog, but I would.
That's like perfect. My dog's such a fucking pothead.
So if you go to Renegade Kush, Renegade CBD, and you actually pay for it, I think you'll get very good delivery and very good products. So Renegade Kush and Renegade CBD, and we will get ours, all four of us, very shortly. So
excellent. We're supposed to do some really cool film projects for Charlie. So
that's awesome.
So we're all going to get paid in by chocolate CBD. So anyway.
Is that the cops? Bitch, I got to go.
Oh, no. Welcome to L.A. That's what's going on outside my window.
I got a question since you guys are in the goth rock, community, all the above. Do you know DK Zero and do you know Fleischkrieg?
I don't.
The band? All right, we have to talk about them.
They're both bands.
I need to give you a link to them. They live with you guys.
Fleischkrieg. I don't know Fleischkrieg personally, but I am aware of who they are.
Oh my god,
they're fucking amazing.
I went there for a week. The only time I've ever been to California, I went to where you guys are, and I helped them shoot both their music videos for a whole week. It was amazing. And D-Punk is one of the OG members of. Abney Park, which is that really cool steampunk band.
I know.
And he's DK Zero, and he started the band. I can't get too far into it because they're not together anymore, but Kato Punk, that model that did a lot of steampunk stuff, they were together and they started the band, hence DK Zero. They're both in your neck of the woods, and I love them a lot. They're all very great people. And just because of the theme of your show, and you live in their neighborhood,
please let's send us the links. I can't wait to hear
them. Fleischkrieg.
Make sure to ask Richard, the lead singer of Fleischkrieg, to flash his armpits. Yeah, they're mighty.
He's got beautiful. We never saw armpits so beautiful glorious. Until he showed us his armpits, and then I found out that armpits can be attractive.
Yeah, we're gonna do a more stunt actually with his armpits. Then we're gonna eat like mashed potatoes out of his armpits.
Yeah, like a bowl.
like wow. Even as like a cereal bowl.
And we're gonna eat all these things out of his armpits.
Have like a
so his armpits concave or what's?
He's just a muscular, toned armpit kind of guy.
Well, definitely armpit fetishes. We know all about. I mean, you have to hear the fetishes.
Find a new one. Yeah, armpits.
What's so great about his armpits? What is so attractive?
Well, I can't explain it.
Well, okay, so they're
like ocean shells.
Well, like the story behind it is he was showing me some of their music a while ago. Like
they do. They do a cover of "Relax, Relax." Don't do it.
That's cool.
It's great.
But he has a very awesome German because they're going for that like UK German. Metal,
yeah, right.
And he does it. They do brilliant. It very well. Yeah.
But he's right. Like a lot of it is like shots of him in like a bath, like in a bath shower, you know. And there's like the shower curtain.
I'll
and
he just got everything.
His arm up like this, like the whole time, like it's just like full armpit shots. And I was just like, oh my god, what's with this dude in his armpits? And
does he shave the pits or
they're slightly hairy? He's
it's just funny because his pits are all over that video. Yeah. And so like when I met him, I'm like, dude, what's up with your armpits, man? man. And then he actually, they came up to Washington, up in Everett, north, just north of Seattle, and did a show with Crypt Amnesia. And they're fucking amazing. Like, their stage presence is so cool. And we were just like, dude, let's do these pits, bro. Like, you're so eager to show them off. It's all good fun. He thinks it's hilarious, but
I'm sending them your info right now.
Oh, please. Yeah. You gotta go. Really
cool. I just can't believe that you guys never met, because they're like literally in the same.
You know how many artists are down there with them?
In all of California, you guys are in the exact same.
We might have. I mean, you know, it's funny because people send me stuff, and like, and then I find out, I'm like, oh yeah, I run into you, and it's crazy. But Ticker, let me ask you now: last name Twisted with a Z. Were you inspired by ICP's buddies, or just a coincidence?
No, I hear that a lot, and I don't want to offend anybody, but I am not a fan of ICP.
Right.
And again, I don't want to offend anybody. A lot of people in the goth scene love them. I'm just being real. But obviously they're great at what they do, because they're selling how many albums? Like,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And a lot of great bands. But I just liked it. I've been going by Ticker since I was 13. I'm 32. Right. I'm actually 33 here in a couple weeks.
Yeah.
And I was trying to think of something that went good with Ticker, and I was like, Ticker Twisted. And I was like, yeah. So my friends gave me the name Ticker, but I came up with Twisted. And for a while, people were calling me the Living Nightmare, but I just can't fit. You know, there's people like Wednesday 13 and bands out there that look really horrifying. I'm too like smiley to be, even with all my green and monster stuff, I'm just not like terrifying.
He's a big teddy bear under all.
But because I used to fall asleep in cemeteries, it was like I loved doing it. I would take a big bottle of rum, and from the border of Canada all the way to Seattle, I would go to cemeteries at night and have a whole bottle.
Did you get arrested at one recently? Yeah, because you called me and you were like, I'm going to jail, and I was like, what?
Yeah, because I had a speaker that's portable, and it goes up to 122 decibels.
Okay.
Soundblock. If I could be sponsored by Soundblock, I would. They're incredible. And anyone out there, because we shoot music videos, and I needed something.
You got arrested for you, Soundblock.
We needed something to drown out the drummer, so the drummer can hear our music. Because when bands want to shoot music videos in the middle of nowhere, it's really hard to find something that they can hear. Mm-hmm. So I bought Soundblock. It's powered by this little like car battery. And, you know, a motorcycle is 102 decibels. So 122 decibels is insane. So I was blaring that in a cemetery like 3 a.m, like, let it rain down on me. I hate my life.
That'll do it. But I mean, you know, it'd be weird to explain to all the other people in jail, like, what did you get arrested for? Why? I laid down in the cemetery and they came and got me. I think that would be, it'd be kind of weird.
A great phone call to get at like 3 a.m.
Yeah, this was before we were dating.
Yeah, we were
so
just
I would always call her and be like, Hikate, shit's going down.
It was like, oh my God, dude. Crazy bastard.
So cemeteries, man. So I've been doing that forever. And I can't remember what I was talking about. Cemeteries.
Cemeteries help you relax. You can sleep in cemeteries.
I've been doing that forever, man. I forgot the whole point.
Well, he sacrificed quite a bit for his music career. He's very diehard about his art, which is very commendable and quite attractive, if I might say. He actually chose. He was homeless for a while for his music and lived in a cemetery for what, like 6 months?
Wait a second, you lived in the cemetery?
Like, who's really gonna live there?
Yeah. In my car. I didn't tell anybody because I didn't want to be a burden. Like, I hate when people treat you
like charity work.
Treat like garbage. Yeah. Might as well become garbage. I was embarrassed, but I also thought it was cool because it's the cemetery.
That is fucking cool, dude.
So, but I got tired of it after a
while. If you're gonna be homeless, I mean, it's better than on the bridge.
Well, you know what?
Yeah, if you think about it, it's nice and peaceful there. Well, like,
and all the people that you hear, like, I go to cemeteries all the time. I was expecting to see all these cool, like, goth rock types in a cemetery. In 4 months, one of the busiest cemeteries, I didn't meet one person. So I was like, where is everybody? You know, like, I thought maybe
it's just like people with flowers and things. I used to smoke in cemeteries back in the day all the time.
It's another thing we connected on. I was like, you went to cemeteries?
Dude, there was like this cemetery in Steilacoom, Washington, that had like this back part that was like starting to be dug out and like trees ripped out and everything. So it was like this big mud pit. And back in high school, we'd like go smoke weed and fucking four wheel in the back of this cemetery. It was amazing.
But not over the graves. You don't want to.
No.
It was like the back part of it. Like that they were gonna they were like expanding. So there wasn't anything there yet. It was just like all muddy and you know, they were tearing it up and it was like perfect because no one's there. Like who really goes and hangs out in cemeteries? It's like the best place to go.
Yeah. If you want to
do something bad.
Or silent. Like if you want silence, man, because you got that dead. If you believe in that stuff, like you have that dead silence from just like that energy. It's quiet, like cuts through any sound. There's a cemetery in Everett called Rucker's Tomb. They have like a pyramid.
Oh, it's so fucking.
I'll send that to you too, because one of the first around the beginning of us hanging out, Hakate, we had a music video, and this house built in like 1807, which is ancient and old and very Victorian.
Yeah,
and
really cool.
We were promoting. That's how we met, by the way. And we were promoting to have people come out because we wanted to make it look like the house was haunted. Like this realtor is trying to sell the house. She lies and said, oh, it's not haunted. She leaves. Yeah. And then like we have.
Well, I saw that video. It was great.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
That was great.
So she's the one with the dreads and gets them out of the box.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
out of the trunk. Okay. Yeah,
that was the day we met. Actually, now,
she showed up and she's like, "Who's ready to party?
Yeah, get off the ferry, fucking wasted." And I was like, "Yeah."
I was like, "Whoa, marry me."
And I was like, right. "Who's this guy?"
So
and by the way, as you can tell, Nicole, these are fun people. But tell me about beer wars
or beer Olympics.
Beer Olympics. I'm sorry.
That's
beer
all
Olympics.
Her. That's all her. She,
I'm mixing band wars and beer Olympics. So
she's
I'm sorry.
The genius behind all of that. That's all.
So
her,
basically, I mean, I'm not gonna
I'm
lie,
gonna grab
man.
The rum real quick.
Alcohol runs in my family. You know, it really does. And I'm half German, so I love my beer. I have a great tolerance for it. And one day I just was like, it was like a fucking lightning bolt hit me. And I was like, I was really inspired by that movie Beer Fest. And I was like, dude, I'm going to.
Beer Fest is a great movie.
Right. And I was like, dude, I'm going to make the fucking Beer Olympics. So I hit up a bunch of friends and I'm like, hey, if I do this event, would you guys come and bring whoever 12 rack per person? So that way everyone has their own beer for the games. And it just evolved. And the last year was our fourth. So this year it's going to be my fifth year. Basically it's like a collection of like five teams usually. And there's about 10 to 12 games. Like slip and slide flip cup, fucking beer pong, but with big garbage cans that I painted like solo cups, fucking ice cube tray chuggers. Dude, one beer fits perfectly in an ice cube tray and you have to like fucking hit it with straws. So it's like a relay race and it's just so fucking epic. And he came and fucking loved it. And we're like, dude, Band Wars footage, man, this is
we've
great.
We've done two
like,
for the show. We did the first episode ever. Babe, do you think since they're like, hooking us up with promo and stuff that maybe if you guys are down to talk about it later or something or hype it up, should we give them the first episode?
Oh, I'm so dude, you guys fuck yeah, you guys will love it. Oh my
god,
I'm very excited.
It's so epic.
Just don't share it, but you two can watch it.
Don't share it because it will be on Amazon Prime. And we're shooting for late spring, early summer of 2022. So this year, so we'll be coming out soon, but yeah, I'm telling you, you will absolutely fucking adore it. And the Beer Olympics then was like our third. We've done another one since, and it just gets better every year. It's one of those things where, you know, started off as like a backyard. Let's just get fucking drunk and play games and shit. And we have a big beer trophy that you can win and shit. It's so, it's ridiculous. It's a lot of fun. It's just all for fun. I mean, with what everything else we do, it's just all about fun. Life is short. Drink beer.
I'm only a little bit older than you guys, like just like by a couple of years. And I grew up on Viva La Bam and Jackass and all that stuff. And by the way, if you ever get a chance to meet Bam in person, he's really fucking cool, like very nice.
We're working on that. I think he'd be a great fit for Band Wars, like for sure, dude.
So, go ahead.
Sorry. I was going to say, if you come out here, he hangs out a lot of different, like he hangs out around the Central Strip and other places. It's pretty easy to bump into him.
Oh, hell yeah. It's good to know.
Awesome.
Yeah, that's really good to know.
Awesome. We'd love to get him on.
And I'm a huge CKY fan. CKY is
fun. Oh, yeah. James Darren, man.
Yep.
I had Steve-O on my radio show.
Yeah, just really cool.
The beginning of my promo for Dead Man. And it's funny is that he's not horror themed, but like, he does like suspense, and I was like, horror suspense, eh, close enough. You know, and
yeah, but come to find out, I guess he hates horror stuff.
Yeah. He hates horror movies.
Why does he hate horror? Or do I have to watch
to find out? I was about to find that out.
But he still did a horror themed radio show. So it was like, yeah, a really cool dude, man. Like, really fucking awesome.
So we tried one of the things that we were trying to surprise everyone with is that we were gonna have Steve-O on the show for Band Wars. Yeah. They showed high, like they were really into it. They loved the idea. Yeah,
they loved it.
Oh, and then his like branding stepped in, his branding people, and they said that like it's not a good fit, and then like it just kind of snowballed. We were bummed, but they said that like they were really like sorry, but they loved it. Steve-O loved it. He was flattered because we did this thing called the Steve-O Games, which is kind of like Beer Olympics meets.
Well, he's got like, and I don't know if you guys watch his podcast or anything, but he has like bar tricks that he used to do and stuff.
Sure.
So we decided like for one of the Band War skits, we were like, we're going to fucking do the Steve-O Games. And like,
to get his attention. And we already had his contact information.
Right. And we did a lot of those like tricks and shit. We had teams, you know, and Band War style. And we did all these like, all these little stunts, like the Steve-O shot we call it, you know, where you fucking snort some salt, take a shot, and then lime in the eyes.
Yeah, because he does that.
Yeah, I think we've done that probably like almost a dozen.
Now we do it for like just a bar trick.
Yeah, we do it all the time now. But sucks. Yeah, we did all his little skits that his little old school.
We had a bunch of other bands like around tables. And,
it was a lot of fucking.
Because what happens is that the show is, it's always me and Akate versus each other.
Yeah,
and somehow we don't like fight. We all have good like attitudes about it. So if I lose or she loses,
yeah, it's kind of like baseball rules. You know, we're always the captains, and so it's like I pick you, and then I pick you,
and everyone's
we
divide our
teams. Yeah,
it sounds like you're more competitive than you let on.
Well, yeah,
yeah, but it's all
there's like, three things where I'm like, no, you know, you didn't win that, and she's like, no, you did. Like, whatever. Fuck yourself.
Fucking win way more times than he does. I don't care what you.
She's not.
No. Well, I did see the drinking beer out of, is it a pig's head, a sheep's head? What was it?
Yeah, so for the third Beer Olympics, where I used to live, we had actually a homemade fucking rotisserie pit where you could roast like whole animals and shit, and I would do pig roasts and shit all the time.
That shot's actually going to be in Band Wars too.
Yeah, and so that night before the Beer Olympics, we had because the pig comes frozen from like the butchers and stuff, and then you got to like shove it on the pole and marinate it and do all that shit before you put on the spick and everything. So we had it out there, and it was like, we are fucking wasted. So we were like, fuck it, let's drink off this bitch. I may or may the not have eye. Gotten like fucking worms from that. I don't know, but I'll do it again. Shit.
It was like off the pig's eye through its mouth into our
right.
Mouth.
No,
yeah, he almost threw up, dude. I did.
But then she kicked
me. I saw that. Yeah. And,
like, saved me. I remember that. Like, you kicked me in the
dick. You guys threw that first, okay? Getting kicked in the dick saved him from throwing up. So, ladies out there, your man's about
to puke. Wait, getting kicked in the dick saved him?
Yeah, like, it took my mental focus away from puking to ow, my dick hurts.
Oh, and speaking of that, now I alluded to it earlier, but you have another blog. It's an older blog where you're like, yeah, I've got a small dick. No, I've got a big dick. Now I got a small dick.
I
mean, you're a rock star. You're a lead singer of a metal band. I'm assuming you got a fairly big dick, but I don't know.
It's perfect.
It's
all right. That
according
that
means to America, average. According to America, it's just slightly above average.
All right,
it's perfect.
I just like to joke about
it. It's not scary and it's not laughable. It's beautiful. I'm very happy.
That's the coolest thing you've ever said about me publicly. Thanks, Ben.
Oh, for that. Yeah.
See how is that? The romance is just oozing through the screen. Yeah, what are you guys gonna do for Valentine's Day? That's
Mark. The way you get out of the friend zone is chemistry.
Yeah, we hit instant, and everyone knew it. Oh, in fact, everyone knew it except us. We were trying to be like, no, we're friends, you know. And everyone's like, no, I don't know. You guys are like my mom, of all people. She sees me like share this photo because she did a photo shoot with us at that cemetery I told you about, the big pyramid.
Right.
And she was like, my mom was just checking her out. She's like, you and this girl would be perfect together. I'm like, yeah, you know, but she's married and I'm with a bitch.
That's the thing. I need to find a married woman. Yeah, that's what I need to find.
Yes.
Yes. I get a married woman and then groom her and keep the chemistry going. Yes.
Groom her. Hey, I may have been married, but I'll be honest, it wasn't a happy marriage. It's one of those like, yo, there's a kid.
Is there such a thing?
I think so. I mean, we're planning on getting married, and I would die for this son of a you know
what? You know? I don't think that's honestly. Tourette's. He just rolled his eyes.
Fleischkrieg. Well, that was a tick. A well-planned tick. No, Fleischkrieg's coming up to play our wedding, so if there's any way you guys can care of it.
Everyone, yeah, if you guys want to come up, there's going to be a fucking tiger.
Not that.
By the way, if you need a minister, I'm available. I am.
Yes, he can marry him.
I'm sure you got somebody.
We are actually both ordained ministers ourselves.
Yeah. Whoa.
Isn't that fun?
Clergy.
Oh, you got to join the crowd.
Yeah.
I was trying to do something called Marriage for Misfits for people that were like gay that couldn't get married, or like people that had like abstract like Halloween themed stuff that people wouldn't do.
That's like kind of why I did it, just to like be able to marry anybody, you know?
Yeah. But we, check this out. We were going to.
Go ahead.
No, you go ahead, man.
No, I said the reason I became an ordained minister was Rodney Eastman from Nightmare on Elm Street 3 and 4 asked me to ordain his wedding. So the people that actually talked at the wedding, the testimonials were the nerd guy from Nightmare on Elm Street 3, the black guy from Nightmare on Elm Street 3 and 4, and Jennifer Rubin from Nightmare on Elm Street 3. So it was, and Lisa Wilcox from Nightmare on Elm Street 4 was there too. What a great time that was.
That's so cool.
That's
dude.
Like one for the books, man. That's
sick. We're not even that great a friend. I was like, why me? And I figured it out. I think I'm the only person that he knows that doesn't have a lot of sex. So I think that's what happened. But so I'm closer to a priest than anybody he knows. But
I don't know what you're talking about, man.
Well, that's kind of like ours.
You look sexy as fuck. On a scale of one to Hasselhoff, you're a 9.5.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. I don't know if David Hasselhoff's quite the gauge, but
as you can see, it wasn't his pickup lines that worked for me.
I can see that. That was, if you're trying to pick me up, that's a big
deal. You shouldn't talk to me for a while, because one time I was
not yet. You got to wait until he's married.
I was like, is that a ladder in your pants or the stairway to heaven?
Oh, like, do you want to get kicked in the dick, or are you going to have a shot with me?
Very nice. See, that's better. I like that one. And, there are a lot of guys that do like getting kicked in the dick. I was actually watching, because you had a show, Headbangers Live, and I was watching the Soulfly episode.
Yeah.
Okay. And you actually, it was a good episode, but you apparently made a faux pas and wore a Soulfly shirt to a Soulfly concert.
Yeah. You know what's weird about all that is, first off, I didn't really get the joke, because that's what fans do. I was told to do that. They're like, so Chris.
Oh, is that a stick?
Yeah. So the thing I like about working with Chris is nothing's scripted and there's no drama. Like he left. One of the reasons why they left, for example, Pond from Ink Master said that there was a time when they said, hey, just to let you know, like you won, you know, so make sure that, you know, like got him all excited. And they did that because what happened is that he lost and they wanted him to look extra
like the
upset.
Real emotion. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is fucked so up.
Fucked, you know? So one thing I like about Chris is that when he left all that stuff, he made sure that everything was like, you know, organic, but like he sets up scenes. So he's like,
right.
You can have this shirt. You just got to wear it. And I got to make fun of you. And I was like, all right. I was like, what are we going to do? And he's like, well, I'm going to make fun of people that wear shirts to the shut up, Alexa. Sorry.
I think your Alexa's got Tourette. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, I heard it's contagious to a degree. what was I saying? God damn, it's
so
mine.
No, we were talking about the shirt. And yeah.
The shirt, so it was kind of set up to be like funny. And I went with it, and I'm okay with being the butt of a joke. So I'm like, you know,
that's reality TV though. That's all setups.
Yeah. Some of them like for Band Wars is like very minimal to setups. Like the only thing that we're going to set up, I think, in the whole first season is this Krampus thing we're going to do where, do you think it's cool to say like,
yeah,
that?
Why not?
So each episode is a holiday theme. So
not really so much holiday, but we're like seasonal, like summer, fall, yeah. Summer, Halloween, Christmas.
So for the first two, we're gonna make one, but there's so much greatness with the first summer stuff that
we're
gonna
do. Summer, there's so much shit. I mean, you guys got beautiful weather year round. It's like a fucking freezer up here half the goddamn year, or like
Guys can't wait for summer.
Oh yeah, so we have plenty of summer footage. So that's probably gonna be a two-part episode.
I can't wait until people see the Vegas scavenger hunt, though.
Oh my god,
I can't believe
You have all this footage in the can just from the COVID and everything, and
so we didn't let it stop us. We kept going. I mean,
we had to adjust quite a bit. Like, you know, there was a lot more things we wanted to do that like involved being at a certain location, things that obviously either unfortunately the business went out of business, or, you know, with all the COVID mandates and restrictions, like they weren't allowing things, you know. So, but you know, we took that as like, fuck it, this isn't going to stop us. Let's just tailor shit around it, and you know, we'll do what we can do. So we weren't even really originally planning on having the Beer Olympics be such a focal point in Band Wars, just kind of like a little thing, because I do it anyways. But it did end up taking quite a bit more spotlight than we had intended because
some great
of that
moments.
Reason.
And you too will see it.
It was definitely a pleasant surprise, but because of COVID, you know, it really it put a fucking big wrench into a lot of the things we were going to do. It drew back the timeline of when we wanted to have
things
done.
And it's not that we like didn't respect the things. We just didn't want to let it stop.
We just did things that
we could do. Yeah, we brought like a jar, like a huge gallon of sanitizer, told everyone to wear a mask off set. But like, we didn't want to like stop things going. And I don't care what anyone says or like if they're upset.
Well, we have like mall skits and shit that we couldn't do. You know, or like places that were either out of business now or they were very like closed temporarily. So we just were like, okay, fuck it. Let's, you know, for example, like go out in the woods and fucking do something. Let's figure a new skit.
There's an
out,
island.
You know?
There's an island. We're going to do like a naked and afraid thing. We're not going to be naked, but
yeah. And we're not, I'm not going to be afraid. He probably will. He's scared.
What do we call it though? We were going to be called like dumb and not afraid or something like that.
I don't know. But we're going to get stranded on a fucking island.
We're going to have a boat guy. We have a friend that's going to drop us off on this island and leave us there for 48 hours. But we're both going to like go and like plant each other's stuff. So there's going to be stuff you can find.
Little
treasures.
Other...
So it's like metal survival.
You better fucking bury me. You better bury me a bottle of liquor.
I want to bury you a pack of hot dogs.
I mean, I'll fuck with that.
What'd you say, Mark?
I said it's like metal survivor.
Yeah. Oh, we have some redneck friends that are cool with taking us hunting. She's been like firing guns and hunting, but I haven't gone, even though I have a whole family that does that stuff. So my cousin agreed to take us. There's like ocean duck hunting or something like that.
Like it's like these weird, like I don't know what kind of animal it is, but it's like some kind of like not an albatross, but like a ocean only type of bird. I don't know, but they like hunt, I guess it's something that people hunt. So it sounds absolutely freezing cold, and
so we're gonna dress like this and we want to kind of look like dumb rocker types that like are gonna go and hunt, even though like we have a little more mindset of what to do.
Yeah, we're gonna look like asses.
Yeah, yeah. And I have Tourette's, so you know it's gonna set off.
You're gonna
like...
scare all the birds.
Yeah,
away.
I was gonna say it just
so careful, once again, I will win. I'm all about it.
I would stay behind him if I were you, just a tip. Just I would be very safe distance, and I wouldn't stand in front of him. That's why I just
no, so
You have to hunt them in a boat, like a little boat. Like you go out on like a big boat and then you get in little like 3-man boats and go out there. Like it sounds really insane. I don't honestly, I've never done anything like that or personally know anybody. So it's going to be quite interesting, but you know.
Well, so the thing that people need to know is that even though it sounds like chaos, just like Jackass.
It's controlled chaos.
Jackass had professionals watching over. We actually, so like me and my crew, the people filming, we've all graduated Full Sail University.
Right.
We got film school.
Me and a couple people.
Right.
Crew. Right. So they teach us a lot about safety and stuff. So even though like we're out doing stuff, we have people by the side. I actually, half the time I call the cops and let them know what we're going to do. Because cops, their job is to, you know, if like, so we're going to do some skits here soon, probably this weekend actually, called a show Shutdown Timer, where we're going to go to inappropriate places and rock out like a library, and you know they're going to kick us out. So the idea is that you call the cops and say, hey, we're going to do this, just to let you know, And they say, as long as you leave when we ask you to, you know, because if you if you resist and you cause problems in a riot, then you're doing, you know, you're causing problems in public.
Yeah.
But if you, you know, you're on the same
team, like playing loud noises in the cemetery.
Right. Well, I did that just to be a dick.
Well, yeah, yeah, that was, yeah, he was just drunk. But yeah, like, I mean, a lot of things we've done, like, we were going to do some, we did some shit at this mall and, you know, and like other venues, and we just let the cops know, like, hey, you know, we're going to be doing this thing here. The, you know, the owners are cool, or maybe they don't know, but we're going to do this. We're not harming anybody. We're not damaging any property. We're not going to litter. We're just doing some stupid shit for a TV show. There's no liability. No one's going to get hurt. And they're usually like, okay, cool. Well, thank you for letting us know. But if they do call the cops on you, you know, you have to leave when we ask you. Otherwise you're subject to the law. And we get that. We respect that.
Washington's a little more like California. I can see.
I was going to say, try that with the LAPD. Forget it.
Yeah. No.
Yeah, yeah. Our cops up here, especially up where we're at in Bellingham and like north of Seattle, like Everett, you know, they're you know, good people just trying to do their job.
Well,
you know?
and on the
they're
film,
pretty understanding.
On a film side too, Oregon and Washington are very lax with like film regulations and stuff. In fact, the only thing that they're not actually legally allowed to film is at like a refinery. I don't know why. Like in Alabama, you can't film a barn. It's random.
Yeah,
my instructor taught me that. But in Washington, you can't do that.
He actually made a music video for the police department in Cedro Woolley, and it's fucking hilarious.
Did you guys ever catch on when people were doing the cop lip sync challenge? It was like a big YouTube thing, and people were going to film cops. And then there's a big joke about like, now you know where all the cops are.
I missed that.
It's a great video he made. It's
hilarious. To give people out there a little heads up on like how to like make some like traction. So it was like a viral video on my company, and that's what got me all the subscriptions.
Cool.
And if you see something that picks up, jump on it, even if it's dumb. Like I didn't like the mannequin challenge. I thought that was so stupid.
Absolutely.
But like people did,
or the planking or the ice bucket, all that shit.
Yeah. The list goes on.
But if you're a videographer and you want to get some attention, there's nothing wrong with making your own version. And these cops did a great job, and they kind of played into the cop thing. Like they stole
donuts.
No, they stole the fireman's truck and clothes to look like firemen. But then they went into like a Safeway and just racked, like stole all these donuts. Like, so they,
it was like amazing,
you know? So they joked about how cops eat donuts, and it was pretty funny.
It's a great video. It's hilarious.
And you do that kind of stuff, and it kind of helps. It helps do stuff like that.
So when you guys go hunting, just be careful. I don't want any.
Well, so yeah, I was trying to tell you that. So we have a safety thing. We're I have a guy that is kind of like how a Wild Boys had an animal expert, and they have like certain people doing that. We have a guy that is both, like, he's a weapons specialist. He used to like be at the gun range to help people, and he also is like an exotic animal groomer. He came into my job once with a kangaroo. Like some kind of like miniature kangaroo. It was like, it was weird. It looked like a teddy bear and a kangaroo. Like it was some kind
like
of
like a wombat or some shit.
Something like that.
I don't know. I'm not from Australia.
So he's an animal specialist, and he's allowed to legally groom these things, and he's legally allowed to watch over with ballistics and stuff.
Groom or like breed them.
Both. He said that he had a farm. He was raising them.
Yeah, breeding them.
Yeah. So this guy, that she hasn't met him yet, but he's there for those kinds of things. And he said he was down. We have a guy like that. You have to do that kind of stuff when you're doing what we're doing.
We've got a guy for everything.
Jackass has probably everyone around them when they're doing.
Oh, I'm sure that's yeah.
Yeah, we try to do the same. We, you know, we don't mind getting hurt. Like
we don't
all.
Expect others to work like
we don't
jackasses.
Want yeah we don't want like you know our musicians you know especially their musicians they need their hands you know they don't want to fall down and break their wrist then they're fucked
so
you
we're
know?
Doing a thing with roller skates. We won't say anything else, but it's going to be hilarious. That's just an element in it. Yeah. A lot of the guitar players we know won't do it, and we won't expect them to, because if they fall and break their wrist, they're out.
Yeah, exactly. So we try to keep it safe for everybody, somewhat for ourselves, but you know, we're more okay with getting hurt. I mean, fuck that spray paint shit you saw. My hand was broken during that, by the way.
Is
that public?
Yeah.
Is it public?
This there's like some stuff on your YouTube page about spray paint golf and
watching stuff we were prepping.
And, okay.
You were prepping it, yeah.
Okay, I was like,
yeah, hand was lit broken that whole skit. Like for, I think I went like 3 days, like over 72 hours before I like went to the doctors and got it. They were like, they didn't even believe me. They're like, there's no way it's broken. And I was like, yeah, I'm pretty sure it is. It's just a hand, whatever. You know,
well, that's about the time you guys first started going out. So you broke her hand and got her hand.
Well, I broke my own hand because I was a drunk idiot.
She stole a toilet that night.
Yeah, I stole a toilet with a broken hand. Well, it was my birthday. I was like, fuck it, dude. There was like this beautiful, glorious toilet on the side of the road. I was like, I'm fucking taking it. They're heavy as shit, by the way.
I'm aware.
But luckily it was somebody else's car and it spilled everywhere.
It was like it was just water, but it's funny because there's like this permanent brown rust.
Yeah, it's like muddy, rusty.
So it looks like shit.
So it's not just water.
Yeah, probably not.
But I got the toilet
out. If it's brown, it's not just water.
Yeah. Not my car.
So spring's going to be insane for us. So one thing that we're trying to let everyone know right now is that footage we told you about, the Vegas footage. We have everything ready to go. I've been editing as we go, so we're all caught up. But the Vegas footage is lost. It's on a drive that got damaged. I plugged in this drive, did a data transfer, and in the middle of the transfer, the drive just decided to fail. For those who don't know, that's like the end of your footage.
It's like Armageddon.
But there's a place. Mm-hmm. There's a place that recovered stuff for like.
Isn't that down where they're at too?
I think so. Like Family Guy movie, all these great like big movies. Oh, because something you guys should also know is that footage is never gone forever.
Yeah.
And even if you reformat a drive somewhere in the brain of that thing, there's this data that's always there. So your stuff is all salvageable. And we were able to get 90% of it back, but it's going to cost $3,200. So our campaign that you see, if you guys see the GoFundMe for Band Wars, it's not only for that, but it's for other stuff. But the thing is that there's two bands. The bands, The Adverse Effect and No Buffer paid for our whole way.
Dude, they hooked us up. Shout out to you guys. They room and board everything to go to Vegas and let us go wildly.
That's great.
Shit. I mean, there was like 14 cops involved, and 15. I can't believe I personally didn't go to jail.
We jumped in the fountains at like the with the big fireballs.
No, I think it's a mirage. Like the volcano fucking fountains, dude. We dove in those fountains while the fire was going off in front of like
we were
hundreds of fucking
climbing
people.
All over Chris Angel's like
motorcycle,
heavily guarded motorcycle, and somehow
we didn't even get kicked out, dude. We were like, what the fuck?
It was just like luck. But we were having a loud night at the hotel, and eight cops.
Opened the door, and there's a shit ton of cops. So I was like,
and I thought we were about to get busted for everything that we did do. Like they caught up with us.
Yeah, they finally found us.
But we were just being loud, and they told us that people thought we were fighting. So we were like,
We were having like a big party with a bunch of people and the other bands and stuff. But yeah, it was, Vegas was insane.
Well, I was going to say, it's not a Vegas trip unless 15 cops threaten you with arrest. So
he understands.
It's great. It's probably the most ruthless footage we have. And it's got their,
two bands mentioned.
I'm getting all excited. So my ticks are out through the roof right now. But all their music video footage is in there. So like we're gonna use the Vegas footage for their videos, and they're gonna have epic videos.
Yeah.
But it got lost in that. So what we're telling everyone is like, you know, we're trying to raise $7,000 because it's $3,200 for the drive alone. But then we want to make sure that everyone gets the cool rewards that we're offering, like shot glasses, t-shirts,
posters.
If you donate $25 or more, you'll always be in the end credits of the film. Charlie Renegade's in the credits because he's been helping out. You get a link to the first episode before the debut, and you get a soundtrack to all the bands that have been involved.
But not only that, if you donate at least $25 to it, you are entered in two raffles, one of which is to win this fucking epic guitar that was like donated to us by.
I'm gonna say it this one time because I don't think he's listening. And if he is, sorry, CJ, because we're not legally allowed to say which band, but I feel like this is the one time we are naughty, you know? So he was in a band I used to listen to all the time called Chimera. He was in Chimera. And Chimera was pretty damn big for a while. And he's not anymore because they're going through some legal disputes, but he is donating his 7-string LTD guitar.
It's as a raffle. So fucking clean. It's black.
And if you're, right. up, you're up here in Washington, you get a chance to win 9 tickets. You get 9 chances to win 9 tickets for the Static X Mushroom Head.
Oh, the list is massive. Like the fucking Twisted lineup is insane.
Twisted, Fear Factory show up here at the Knitting Factory and Soto. So yeah. There's all these really cool benefits and perks to donate, and you only got to donate at least $25.
Right? Yeah, there's also one more with the 25. You also win a chance. We're doing like a Willy Wonka theme kind of thing, like the 5 golden tickets. So it'll be like 5 winners with just the $25 donation. Ugh. And there's like there's different packages we have. If you spend a certain amount, you get these certain things. And if you spend $500, you get to actually be in the show. Musicians are always welcome, but there's a lot of people that like friends and, you know, friends of friends or, you know, venue owners and things that are like, oh my God, I want to be a part in this, but they're not a musician or an entertainer. So it's like, well, we're reserving those spots for, you know, those types of people. But if you donate the 500 or are one of the 5 lucky winners for just donating $25, you get your choice. Like, we'll give you a list of all of our skits. And
we'll bring you here. We'll bring you here from wherever you are.
Yeah, we'll bring you, and then you get to choose. Like, oh, I want to do that skit, or I want to do that skit.
Yeah, so we'll give you the list of all the stuff we got coming up.
In that $500 package, even though you only spent $25. So, I mean, like, fuck, a chance to win a guitar, 9 chances to win tickets, 5 chances to win.
You sold me. I'm donating $25. I can't wait. Go fund me, Band Rewards.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much.
It sounds great. And, you know, $500, you get to be in the show. That'd be fantastic. How much fun has this show been?
Oh my God, I couldn't even put a fucking number on it, dude.
Like, what about you, Nicole? Have you had fun?
Of course I have.
I got two good new friends now.
Yeah.
And you guys are going to be on again soon, especially. Now, when is this supposed to drop on Amazon Prime?
Late spring, early summer is kind of the goal we're looking at right now.
We don't have a time yet because we need to make sure that the donations.
And with the footage that comes back. So we're kind of unfortunately stuck in a bit of limbo, but that's like our target goal.
It will be early summer, the least.
Yeah.
And we're going to have a debut up here. This is a big theater.
Pickford Theater.
And we're going to have a party bus and a limo.
Yeah, like a red carpet event. We're just gonna get wasted, and man. We'll we got this party bus. It's like a fucking smoke bus, to be honest.
And we want,
Renegade Kush. You better get your shit together by then.
We want sponsors. So even if it's like your podcast, your your logo, because we're gonna take photos too. So we'll have that, you know, that big scrim in the back with we're gonna have Lion Pride, Renegade Radio. We're actually shooting for Coors Light, Rolling Rock. Turns out it's not hard to get them to sponsor you.
Well, we kind of have to. The Beer Olympics, dude, there's fucking Rolling Rock and Coors Light everywhere in that shit. And it's like, you know how much time it's going to take to blur all that shit out? We might as well just hit them up and be like, hey, your shit's everywhere. like this will be good for you. We don't want any money or anything, but like, is it okay?
Monster Energy drink and stuff like that. So. Yeah. If we can get some locals like you guys and stuff in it too, we'll have the promotion in the back, photos. Like I said, the full red carpet experience.
Because honestly, that's what it's all about for us. Like, Band Wars is a lot of fun. We grew up like Nicole was saying, we grew up, you know, in the Jackass Viva La Bam era, and we love that. But more importantly with Band Wars is we love supporting all these local small guys that don't get noticed. We want everybody's shit blasted all over as much as we can, you know, like just really bring everyone's eyes on, like, whoa, I didn't know that that was a radio station. Whoa, I didn't know that was a band, you know, because it's cool to help each other out, you know. That's really what we're all about.
And there are a lot of like promoters and people out there that, I don't know, like when you were asking earlier, like how the music scene is up here, it does seem a bit more cutthroat because I feel like people are afraid to lose their limelight, so they won't share theirs. But that's what we're about. I think that, you know, back in the 80s, you hear about how like Motley Crue and Guns N' or the other band, I think Guns N' Roses, them were either friends or enemies, but Motley Crue and other bands that were together would walk down the strip and hand out flyers together. You know, they got where they were because they worked together.
Yeah, networking, so, teamwork.
You know, that's how we've always looked at it. Yeah. So the bands that we all know that are in the show, they're all like that. and we're trying to like promote each other. And yeah, it definitely, it benefits everybody. Like it'll help us get the show going full time. You know, I would love to wake up every day and know that my job is to do band wars.
Oh, fuck yeah. My body wouldn't like that, but fuck it, you know?
So, like, if you want to know, like, the agenda, yeah, that's what I want. But, like, I love the bands that we have, and they're good people. Like, everyone wants a moment. So why not have this format, you know, that was given to us?
And it's so much fun. And just
promote. Because we can't afford to have, like, Megadeth and all those bands for music anyway. So why not use the local music?
Which is just as fucking good. That just, it just doesn't get that. It doesn't get noticed the same, you know, especially the way the internet is now. You know, it's so easy to get lost in the soup of everything. You know, there's so much content out there.
I think you guys are cutting through, and I think,
thank you.
I think your time is about to come. And I'm so stoked to meet you. I mean, definitely, you know, we all vibed, and it was a lot of fun, and who knows, I might be up in your neck of the woods soon enough. But before I do, tell everybody how to get a hold of you, your social media, your bands, everything you want to promote.
It's just Band Wars. If you go to Facebook and type
Instagram, Facebook.
Instagram is Band Wars TV. Sorry. It's the end of the, I'm so stoked right now.
We better end the show before he goes to the hospital.
It'll blow up. Instagram Band Wars TV, Facebook is Band Wars. The GoFundMe. If you go to any of those, the GoFundMe is everywhere.
Yeah, you'll see the link, and then you can find his band and my band. He's Cryptomnesia. My band's Debbie Blackout. We're on Facebook, InstaFuck, all that shit, Spotify, all that shit. You know. Oh, you're wearing my hoodie.
I figured there had to be one more sappy romantic moment before we went.
Dude,
I hate this guy.
This is hashtag relationship goals for me, I gotta tell you. And Nicole, how do people get a hold of you?
A messenger is great. If you hit up either Band Wars TV on Instagram, or if you're on Facebook, just Band Wars, message us. We're always active on there. You're probably gonna talk to him, because I'm not gonna lie, I'm fucking terrible on Messenger. So but we're really responsive. We're really quick. We're really down to earth. You know, we're just all about having a good time. We love networking and shit. So anyway, you guys want to reach out to us, you know, those are the best.
I love how Hecate, said the second time I said Nicole, she pops in and so great. I love it. It's like you're interchangeable. But Nicole, how do people really get a hold of you and your books and your horror writing and all?
Because we want to support you too. So if we can,
yeah, we love horror shit.
Take your stuff and promote it, buy it. You know, if you're on something, let us know, because that's what it's all about. You know, like we all the music that you hear on Band Wars too. If it's on Band Camp, we buy it. So if you want your music, you know, I'm just saying, like, we support each other like that. So tell us.
You should check out the book, Some Fucked Up Shit. Nicole, you are Nicole Six Books on Instagram.
Six books.
Nicole Six.
My name's Nicole Six because my mom used to sleep with Nikki Six. It's a long story.
Oh shit! That's pretty epic.
That's pretty epic.
We're gonna hang out sometime because I want to hear that story.
Yeah. Also, it'd be kind of cool to have an element of that in Band Wars. Anyways.
Anyway, when you guys come back on in the summer, when your show is on Amazon Prime, maybe we'll get into that. I'm Goth Comedian, all social media, and everybody have a wonderfully drunk metal week. Bye.
Yeah, dude.